The meditation for the next few days is still following the similar topic. That second line, may all beings be free of suffering and all the causes of suffering. We're just going to extend it a little bit this time. Now we're going to include ourselves and someone else, or ourselves and a small group. And then, when you're meditating, wish that whoever you have chosen as the object of your meditation, think that that person and yourself may be free from suffering and all the causes of suffering. Or it can be a group of people. May we be free of suffering and all the causes of suffering. Each meditation session, you can choose a different person. You can choose a different group. You can keep the same person. It can be somebody who is a friend, somebody that you don't know, somebody who you are neutral towards, or even somebody who you have difficulties with, or a group, similarly. And while you're meditating, sincerely wish that we, that other person and ourselves, that group and ourselves, may be free from suffering and all the causes of suffering. While we are doing the meditation, recite to yourself at your own tempo, may we be free of suffering and all the causes of suffering. May we be free of suffering and all the causes of suffering. And the meditation procedure is the same, the aspiration, then 3 minutes of open awareness, 5 minutes of this meditation, 2 minutes of open awareness, and then the dedication. And then post-meditation practices. Is to be aware of your wish to be free from suffering and all the causes of suffering. And similarly to all the other people that you may meet, that you see, that you're in contact with. And whoever you meet or in contact with, really wish for them and yourself. May we be free of suffering and all the causes of suffering. In the morning and the evening, bring to mind 4 things for which you are grateful for, and 3 ways in which your life is interdependent with others. And then another homework is when one's negative thoughts and emotions arise, just like the previous exercise, through your own observation, investigate, am I really these emotions? And similarly, when negative emotions arise in others, ask yourself, is this person really these emotions? When someone else gives rise to negative thoughts and emotions, try be accepting that they have these emotions and don't take it personally. These are their emotions, not yours. And similarly, we don't have to agree with their negative actions. However, try to be forgiving towards them. Realize that they, just like ourselves, sometimes aren't able to control or transform their reflective emotions, and then they say and do things that cause unhappiness.